We're continuing now in Hilchos Tefila. We're in Siman Pei Tes. We're up to Sif Beis. Kevin shehigiyaz man tefila osur la'adnun lahakdim lepesach chavera liting lo shalom. So once the time arrives for davening shacharis, you're not allowed to go to your friend's house to give them a shalom aleichem. Mishum d'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom, because one of the names of Hashem is the name Shalom. Avamut loyma lo, we're allowed to say tzafra demaritov, have a good morning. That you could say, that's not Hashem's name. This is only allowed if you're going to, you have to do some sort of business in the meantime. We'll explain what that means in Mishnah Berurah. But the whole purpose you're going is just to give him a shalom aleichem, to wish him good morning. Even if you say tzafra demaritav, would not be allowed. Why? Oh, sorry, okay, we'll continue. To bow down to him, shemashkim lepischo, when you greet him by his door, v'yeshomrim, some say dekriya sura afila below mashkim lepischo, to bow in acknowledgement is also, even if you're not, you know, going to greet him by his door, v'im hischi levarich habrachos, if you've started saying the brachos achrakach ein lachush kolkach, then you don't have to be so concerned about this. We'll see what that means, what extent of the davening you should say. Let's say you didn't get up early to go out of his to go visit him. You met him on the street as you're walking to shul. Then you could give him shalom. And some say, even if you see him passing in the street, still don't give him shalom aleichem. Just wish him a good morning. This is a reminder. You don't give them the normal greeting. This will be a way of you know, reinforcing the fact that you're not allowed to do other items before one has davened. Okay, that's a long mechaber. Let's now do the Mishnah Berurahs on there. Sifkat and Ches, Zman Tefila, once this time has arrived, Heinz means Me'omot HaShachar, not from the ideal Zman, as we learned in Aleph of Hanetzacham, but from the earliest time one could daven b'di'evit, which is Omot HaShachar, the Ayin, B'bir Halacha, B'sifal. Tes, Lahakdim, to wish him Shalom Aleichem, Hu Adin Im Holech Beis HaKnesses. The same would apply if you're going to shul. Mimakom Hakavu Alo, Mimakom Chaver Alitin LaShalom. You have your seat in the shul, and you sit in the back, so you walk right in, and he's in the front, so you go out of your way, you go over to him in the shul, that's also, you know, going out of your way to wish him a shalom. The Pesach Chaver by your friend's house, in Sifkat and Yud, Hu Adin, the same halach applies, Im Haya Ovvo Rabbo, it's your father or your Rebbe, Im Yesh Lechush Le'evas Gavra Alma, but if there's a tall, powerful person, and he's going to be upset and feel slighted if you don't go over and say shalom to him. Se'im yoch litein yado below amir shalom. Just stick out your hand, you acknowledge his presence. Shop your dummy, that's the best thing to do. Cheshepogo b'derech, if you encounter this person on the street, yesh lehakil begavra alama gam b'mir shalom. If necessary, you could even give him a shalom aleichem, de belov hachi medina mutter kidlakaman, because we'll see that you'll be allowed me'ikar hadin, v'chein nearly. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah concludes, that again, in this particular person, of a powerful person, is going to get, you know, all bent out of shape and make things miserable for you if you don't give him shalom, so then you could rely upon that. Yud Aleph, Dishmo, the name of Hashem is Shalom. Ve'ein roi lahazkir shmo al ha'odom lechabdo kodim shemechabed l'hakodesh baruch hu. So it's not proper to give that type of acknowledgement using Hashem's name to a human being before you've actually davened to Hashem. V'loshen laz yesh la'ayin. We have to look into what about, in the vernacular, you say like God bless you or something like that. Umistama, most probably the im omer harachim yirachamecha, the compassionate one should have compassion on you, or hachan yachanecha, the one who gives chanina chain should have this type of favorable towards you. Well, chedoyim shari, any of these types of expressions we allowed. These are not names of Hashem. The mevarchu b'shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving him a blessing in using the attributes of Hashem. Hashem is the Rachum. Hashem is the Chanun. Yud Beis, Kishahutzrich, when it's necessary, Roy Tzalom, let's talk about the following case. Shahutzrich Laleches Derech Chatzero, Shel Chaviro, Beri'ez Eze Esek. You have to go take care of something before davening that you're allowed to. We'll see what those categories are. And then, so you're going, then you're not going straight to Shul, you're going that way first. The Agav Zen, and in this, while you're walking that way to go to take care of this Asik, this business thing, whatever it is, Holech Lepisco, Loimer Lo, Tzafer Demaritav. And you pass by your friend's house, so you say, Tzafer Demaritav, good morning. But if you, even though you're allowed to be walking out of your way and doing this thing, but to give him a shalom aleichem, that's not allowed. I'm bir halacha, bedo, demad, shikosuv, a shulchan aruch liros eze esek, to take care of something, davka liros. This only means to observe. Aval his asig mamish, but to actually get physically involved and start taking care of the things, you know, like, imagine you're doing overseeing a construction project or something like that. So to actually start building or, you know, doing something at the site, that's osur kodem hatfila. You can't do that at all before you davening. Kilakam siv gimel. We'll learn in the next, sif, right? Okay, Yud Gimel Yesh Omer. This is going on the two different days about being machria, you know, bowing to somebody. So Yesh Omrim V'chein Yesh Lahora. So one should not do this. Yud Dalit Ein Lachush. This is going on the thing that if you what's it called? If you said brachos, then you don't have to be concerned about these. Pierce, what does it mean? Ta'az mutal lichro kishe ein mashkin lepescho avam mashkin lepescho bein lichro o the sina shalom, where you're, you know, bowing down and acknowledging, where you're actually giving shalom. I feel the hischa be brachos also. Even if you have already started saying brachos, you still can't do that. Tesvav bimotzei. V'lo litain lo shalom, afal pi shiraga litain lo shalom. So this is a din quoted here by the from the Mogen Avram that not even you normally would give this guy shalom lechem, you don't. Tezayin kadei sheitain she reals what's law means you follow. The after medina mutter, yes, by the letter law is allowed to be komakom. Nevertheless, nohagu kadmonenu lahachmir bezeh. Is that time? But nevertheless, we are strict in to remind ourselves of this reason that you're not supposed to be doing things before davening. Vim hischil habrachos. If you've already started the brachos, ein lachush kokach mutli tein shalom, then you could give shalom aleichem to him. V'chol zeh liftoach loyma lechaveru shalom. That's to begin. Ava kishechaveru shal b'shlomo. When your friend asks, hey, how are you doing? In that case, mutl lahasig lahashiv. I'm sorry, lahashiv, to respond. Bechol in, you can answer back to them. It's derech eretz. Bechol shkein. How much more so? Demi shekavar his palel. If you've already davened, then mutl lahashkein lepisko shel chavero sholos palalitin l'shalom. You could go to him. Now again, even though he hasn't yet davened, you're causing him to respond. It's not going to be a problem. Afal pishi, it's tarich lahashivo. By you doing this to him, you're like, what are we saying? There's no lifnei iver over here. That even though you've davened, you're doing something that's heter gomer, and you're putting him in a situation where he's going to have to respond. That is still allowed. Okay, now let's start to talk about what exactly is not allowed before davening. In Gimel, osur lo lehis aseg mitzrochov oleilech lederech ad shis palot tefilas shmona esrei. You're not allowed to start doing work or to even travel on a journey until you've said your shmona esrei. V'yesh makilin samarlinin la'acher she'omer miktas brachos kodim she'omer boruch she'omer. If you say part of the brachos leading up to the boruch she'omer, v'toiv la'achmir b'zeh. It's good to be strict in this. Lo lechov, lo lishtos. One should not eat nor drink before davening. Aval mayim, but water, mutter lishtos kodem tefila. You're allowed to have it before davening. Bein lechol, bein b'shabbos v'yamtov. Whether it's on a weekday or it's a Shabbos v'yamtov. Bechein acholim u'mashkim l'refua mutter. If there's anything you need to eat for or drink for health reasons, for refua, that would in fact yes be allowed. So here we go. Yud Zion in the Mishnah Berurah. This asig to be involved in types of work. The kodem or haboikir shari lasos malacha. But before, again, this is before Amud HaShachar, one is allowed to do these types of work, because that's not the zman of tefillah. Because of Eli Rabod, mikomokom ein lasos shum inyan ad shivorech seder habrachos. You really shouldn't do anything before you say seder habrachos. Uposha dikvanoso bechatzi shah de somach l'or haboikir. He's talking about a half hour before Amud HaShachar. Yud Ches bitzrochav, your needs. Mi sheyeshlo avodim, right? Ivrim, if you have Jewish workers in your house. Oh, misharsim, assistants. Shetzarech sheyasham shuhu, they're going to need to take care of you. Yazhirim b'mibo erev shebekumam mimitosom yirchasu yedeichem yivarchu brachos vikru parsha achas rishona shel shema. You should tell them they should get up early and they should wash their hands, and they should say the first paragraph of Shema. V'achachach yochel asos tzrochav, and then they can, you know, help you. V'chol zehu mimidas chasidus. This is going beyond letter law. Aval medina ein kpeda. But technically speaking, one does not have to be, exacting on this. But this is what one should do going beyond letter law. It's a midas chasidus. It's a proper type of conduct to do. Another thing that's not allowed is leilech lederech, to drive, to get to go on the road, to start a journey. So technically speaking, we'll see why it's a little bit different when we get later on, but this din of traveling and stuff like that would also be before mincha, before marv as well. Chaf ad shispal, until you've davened, then you can do all these things, but you can't do anything before you've said your shmona esrei. And even if where you're going to, you're driving to work, or you're driving to a place where there will, yes, be a minyan there, nevertheless, it is osir. Because that traveling itself is considered to be taking care of your own needs. Ach, that's if it's not in a pressing circumstance. But if you're in a time of need, the caravan, the plane or the train or the carpool, whatever, is not going to wait for you. You're allowed to travel and you can daven on the way. As explain, sifches umashmi harbi poskim dafilu kvar heini tzachama gamkein motor baze. That even if it's after hanetz, then one would be allowed to do this as well. Not allowed to eat. In Chaf Alb says lo yochel leechol, not to eat before davening. V'ha'oyver al zev, a person who does eat before davening, omer chazal she'olav omer hakosav v'oisi hishlachta achere gevecho. You have literally thrown me behind your back, behind your neck. Omer kodesh baruch hu la'acha she'ocha v'sho'osa, after you've been eaten, nizga'a, you have a gaiva, that's the drosh the Gemara makes in the word gevecho. Kibel lav malchus shemaim. So once you've already, taken care of your own physical, personal stuff, and now you come to daven to me, now you accept me as your king, another remez for this din. There's many dinim, actually. The Gemara learns out, I think, four or five different drushas from the pasuk lo soich la hadam. One of them is not to eat beforehand. Lo soich la koidem, not to eat beforehand. She's palu al dimchem, not to daven before you have davened for your own blood. Vafilu te'ima ba'alma osan, even just to taste something would not be allowed. If you look in the Dirshu 28, it says Amisha Hutul Alecho, a person who has a heter to eat, his topic Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa Im Roy Lahad Alecho Michael Shiaspik Lo Gam Im Yoichal Mimenu Rak Pachus Mikazayis Ok Shochel Kazayis Im Roy Lechlo BeYoiser Mishir Kedechilas Pras. Okay, an interesting topic that he brings over here. Continuing now in Chav Beis, that Mayim is Mutter. That's not considered to be a gaivadika drink, just to have plain water. Vidavka below tsukr. This is without having any sugar in your water. Seltzer would be in this category as well. Just good to know. You could have technically seltzer would also be the same thing. Aval im tsukr also. But if you're having a sweetened type of water, that is not allowed. Vichol shekein mashke sheikhar shekorim beer. I mean, you probably have bigger issues if you're drinking a beer before davening. But maker hadin, you're not allowed to have that. Vade also not allowed. Tea. Coffee, ooh, what about that? I don't know. I would think 90% of people will have a coffee before davening. So he says, "Mutter lishtoso kodim tefila kidei sheyuchel lechaving daitel hispalo." You are allowed to drink a coffee or a tea if it's going to help you focus. Many of us would get headaches or whatever it is if we didn't have our coffee in the morning. So one is allowed to technically do that. Alpi Zohar, the Breslov is a very makbar on this, not to have anything, not to drink anything before davening. As one of my chaverim said to me, it's better to swallow a davening than to swallow a coffee. Okay, but you see Me'ikra Din, that's not, it's based on Zohar. But Me'ikra Din one is technically, yes, 100% allowed to have water, coffee, tea before davening. A place where people are used to having this, and you're not going to be, your mind won't be settled before you get your morning cup of coffee. This is without sugar or without milk. The meaning is to have sugar with it if you would need to. I think Ramosha has a chew if you need to. If you can't drink black coffee, you can't do it, but you have to have a little milk in it or something. Okay, but again, it's within limits. To get a cappuccino or one of these fancy schmancy drinks that should be avoided before davening. That's a little bit more of a gaivadika drink. The Efshar de Kavonas Achronim Vechein Haradvash the cost of the im tzuker ein lechol gaiva gadol mizu kodam tefilu, because we're having the sugar drink, that's like the biggest type of gaiva you could possibly imagine. Rak in noisein hatzuker betoch hati lematko, that's when you put it into the cup of tea. Dezeu also kodam tefilu, that's not allowed. Aval im lokech maat tzuker befiv, this is the way the Russians and many Europeans would do that. They put the sugar in between their teeth and they pour the tea in. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim's writing in Poland in the 1930s, right? Befiv be'ez hashtiyah, it's put in your teeth when you're drinking it. And you can't have it. It was so strong, you couldn't have it without putting this sugar cube in your mouth. Ein zebichlal gaiva. That's not called gaiva. Not a problem. Vayotzi min divreinu. So what emerges from all this? The minasinas atzuker betoch ha-tea. If you're putting the sugar into the cup of tea, olecho ma'at mine targima be'es hashtia kedei shelo lishtos ha-tea v'ha-coffee alibed reikana. You're going to have a little bit of food along with it, so it's not going down on an empty stomach. Ein shum tzad l'hake b'zeh kodem ha-tfila. There is no heter to have food for non-medical reasons before davening. I know some like say, well, I'll daven better if I have a good pastry or something like that. You can daven without the cookies and the brownies, trust me. Im lo mi sheyesh lo chalishas halev hu tzarech lezel refua. So if it's for a real medical concern, okay, then it's allowed. Mikol makom, nevertheless, tov sheomer mitechila kolka al koponim parsha shema Yisrael. One should, as the Gemara said, the drasha is, you should be mekabel o malchus shemayim before you're going to eat and drink. Because of a sefer pischei teshuvah hachadosh, deyeshlim noam milishtos hati beboiker kodem hatzafila basifas chaverim. There shouldn't be a whole chaver getting together and have one of the, you know, schmoozing, a whole social hour before davening. Ein sham taimon, so look for the reason. Milvad ze rogil lehis ta'ef mize iser acher. And there could be other prohibitions involved as well. That's why a person is not allowed to take care of their own personal needs before they daven. You shouldn't get distracted by other things. You're not allowed to get involved with any of these things beforehand. If anyone gets together and has these tea or coffee, whatever it is, because you get together and the conversation just keep going and going. So you're going to ask, what if you would have, like, you know, a 5 o'clock daf yomi, and everyone walks in with their little thermos to their drink? That's fine. You're not going to miss the zman. There's a shir kavua before davening. That's not going to be a problem. He said this prohibition also applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In Chav Beis, B'Shabbos Kilomer, Delotem, but don't say, B'Shabbos also B'lov Hachim, Mishum to Oslo Tom Tom Kiddush. You might have thought that I can't do anything because I haven't heard Kiddush yet. So Kamash Milan, the Ein also Rak Davka, Shegiyazman Kiddush. No. When you wake up first in the morning, that's not usually the zman to make kiddush, so therefore there's not a problem with that. V'halcha, here in our world, we're talking about in terms of tefila, kevin, shelo, hispale, lo higia, adayin, zman, kiddush. The chiv of kiddush kicks in after you have davened already, but here you haven't davened, so it's not a problem of that. In the Dishu 31, he says, v'choze hu la'adam bori, a healthy person, shedai lo b'shtia, where it's sufficient for a person just to drink. But if a person who has doctor's permissions, not just, you know, stam, I think I'd like to have a bowl of Cheerios before I daven, but my doctor has told me that the issues, kosubir halacha l'kamon, in Reish Peites, Shitzarech Lekadish Kodem Lachin. In that case, if you're going to be eating, you would have to, yes, make Kiddush. The heter we're talking about is only drinking. Okay, le'inyan isha ha'ochelas kodem hatzefila. So, what about a woman who wants to do this? So, ha'in hitzrich lekadesh techila. So, we'll have to see later on in Sifkat and Zion. We're going to discuss that. And Mr. Shem will quote at that time the tshuva from Ramosha about what a woman does if she wants to eat before davening. Okay, finishing up the last Mishnah Berurahs. Va'achar tefilas musaf also mishum kiddush. Now, once you have completed davening musaf, then the chi of kiddush. Sometimes people don't realize this, and you know the candy man comes around and gives their kid a little lollipop, and Abba also wants a lollipop, so Abba puts a lollipop in his mouth. That is osir. One is not allowed to eat or drink, and once they've davened musaf, and the chi of kiddush kicks in, right? But kodem musaf ein simin resh pevav siv gimel. Last one for today, Sivkat and Chavdal, Mutter, Afilu, Ochlin, Umashkin, Toivin, Deshaich, Behu, Gaiva. Even if you're going to eat some, you know, again, this is one where you're allowed to eat for medicine reasons. So you can eat things, you know, you want to have a, I don't know, a cherry Danish or something like that. That, I don't know, you're allowed to. Kevin She, Eina, Oisim, Ishum, Gaivi, not doing this, you know, El Rafua. This is what the doctor said. You gotta eat the Danish. Gotta eat the cupcakes. Afa, Pi, She, Eina, Chola, Gomer, Shari, even though you're not totally sick, you know, Chola, Sheshba, Sakana, this is allowed. Vichol, Shekin, Shemutta, Lishtos, Koidim, Hatzefila, Harakos, Shikuyim lurafua. So you're allowed to have these types of drinks that if you need to have them beforehand. Let me just end off with the Dirsh over here in 33. He says vechein leechol vitamin. You have to have your vitamins kidlchazik es aguf cause of aruch shulchan shemutter. Then you are allowed to have these before davening.